Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You know, it seems as though I end up talking about this topic a lot, and it's because there's seems to always be breaking news, because there's always misdirection. There's always deflection and evasion, and they're just out-and-out lies. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me what the Biden-Harris administration, these lengths that they will go to mislead the general public, especially when it comes to immigration. So you heard me talk about this special parole program that they had set up for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. You've probably seen the stories of the Venezuelan gang members and some of the havoc that they're wreaking in a number of cities across this country. Well, the way that this works is that you're allowed to come into the country if there's a sponsor for you. You do not have a visa to come in. You have no legal way to come in. So they've created this parole program. This program, as I reported to you earlier, has been overwhelmed by fraud. And if you recall, last week I told you that they were trying to restart this program in a very hurried way. They had claimed that they had resolved some of the issues that they were challenged with before, but not so fast. Michael Mayhew, head of the Immigration Records and Identity Services Division at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, he's a government employee, he issued a 23-page internal audit. And he makes 40 recommendations to prevent fraud. It seems as though a lot of what they claimed to have resolved has yet to be resolved. It's so bad that one of the folks that was trying to gain entry into this country through this program actually filed an application using the passport number of the former First Lady, Michelle Obama. There's no one immune from the fraudulent activities of what's going on here. It is a joke. And they just continue to try and push this program forward because what's happening is that they're not crossing in between the ports of entry because of this program. And in fact, one of the main reasons that was uncovered during the audit for reinstituting this is that the U.S. government has basically said the U.S. government has been under pressure from Mexico because there are tens of thousands of migrants who are massed in camps waiting for a chance to cross into the U.S. under this program. And they're basically telling the U.S. government, you either do something or we're going to let these people go. There is an unserious sense of urgency to restart this program when serious flaws still exist. So what is happening is they're afraid if they don't start this program again, you're going to have the drones flying in between the ports of entry, showing you all of the horrific views that we've grown so accustomed to seeing, that they've been able to move that blister to the ports of entry by creating these exotic, so no other way to refer to it, other than an exotic program to allow folks in. There have been 2.7 million applications have been submitted as of July. There's a 2 million case backlog, which equates to more than 5 years of work. And the applications are streaming in at a rate of 90,000 a month. Three times the cap of 30,000 that's allowed under the program. So they're getting it. I'll tell you how much they're getting it. You have Venezuelans and Cubans and Haitians and Nicaraguans now, because they expanded the program to include Ukrainians. And because Ukrainians don't have the 30,000 cap, the others have figured out a way to exploit the system. They waved the magic wand. You were born a Cuban. You were born a Haitian. You were born a Venezuelan. You were born a Nicaraguan. You are now Ukrainian. And they're coming into the country. There have been some changes that they've attempted to do, but they don't really work. And Mr. Mayhew's audit said that the USCIS updated its system to require a criminal record check every 180 days. But given the backlog, the danger was that the applications were lingering and the applicants could have amassed criminal records between the time they filed and they were reviewed. You think? Unbelievable what's going on at the border. $5,000, great business to be in. You want to sponsor someone? Never really taken any account for them. $5,000. So Mr. Mayhew, who conducted the audit, he made some observations, and they are as follows. People selling sponsorships on social media to migrants with whom they had no connection. That included applications filed in the names of legitimate U.S. citizens whose identities were stolen. That's how they ended up using Michelle Obama's passport number. Nearly 1,000 applications approved with Social Security numbers of dead people. Thousands of applications with bogus addresses. Badly designed systems and not enough staffing. And those who are working cases aren't trained to spot fraud. One source said the White House didn't want stiffer checks on the sponsors because it didn't want to disincentivize people from signing up. Are you kidding me? Mr. Mayhew, the auditor, also said reviewers were surprised, as I just pointed out, when they saw Haitians and others submitting applications claiming to be Ukrainian. Of course, the Venezuelans, the Cubans, they followed suit. And he said they figured out that they were all part of that 30,000 per month cap. There was no cap on Ukrainians, right? This is becoming very problematic for the reviewers, as the ones processing the Ukraine queue are not realizing the scheme and confirming a Cuban, Haitians, Venezuelans beneficiaries, and they're marked up as Ukrainian. We don't know who's coming into this country. We can't even figure out their origin country, much less who they are. And if any of these people can stand before you with a straight face and say there is not chaos at the border and that they have control and they know who's coming into this country, they are lying. Lying. Their own auditors within these organizations are pointing out this very fact. So don't buy it. And if you think it's going to change, it's not. Because they'll do this during an election season. They've set up this situation where they're trafficking human beings for large sums of money, abusing their flim-flam exotic program that they're putting into place that are accomplishing nothing.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
And when you go back to Kamala Harris's foreign policy work in Central America, you know, the root cause, she's no longer the czar, she's the root cause person. What we're finding is that China's coming on the heels of whatever she attempted to do in these nations in the Northern Triangle and making better deals. And guess what? They're not only taking our money, they're taking their money too. But their money equates to about five times what we're offering. So who do you think they're ultimately being very beholden to? All the while, we're creating special programs to take their citizens into our country. Connect those dots for me and tell me that it makes any sense at all. But we all really know what this is about, right? We're in an election season. And who would have thought that the truth of what is being done would have been revealed by a fellow Democrat, Bernie Sanders? So Bernie Sanders was on Meet the Press with the hostess, Kristen Welker. And Kristen Welker says to Bernie, you know, Bernie, you guys have labeled Kamala Harris as a progressive. She's taken a stand of Medicaid for all. Now she says she's no longer for that. Banning fracking, she was for that. She now says that she's no longer on that. And she reminds the senator that you have campaigned extensively on these issues. These are the cornerstones of your platform that you always talked about, you know, that Kamala Harris was right there with you. So she asked, she goes, do you think Kamala is abandoning her progressive ideals? And he says, no, I don't think she is abandoning her ideals. I think she is trying to be pragmatic and do what she thinks is right in order to win the election. Let me say that again. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and do what she thinks is right in order to win the election. That's code for she'll say anything she needs to say in order to garner the votes, in order to get elected. It doesn't mean if it violates her values, her previous policy positions, or otherwise. And you're never going to actually know what she's thinking, because she's only telling you what she thinks you want to hear come from her lips. Plain and simple. I don't know if Bernie realized what he just said, but he just threw her under the bus. He just told the world that she will do or say anything in order to get elected. What value system? What truth? What transparency? Maybe that's the hesitation to sit down, to be held accountable, to try and explain away what changed as it relates to fracking. Is there some new technology? That was the death knell of the environment. Anything new on that forefront that makes it more satisfactory to the environmentalists? Is there a change of heart? How did this happen? We all know how it happened. She can't afford to lose Pennsylvania, so we changed the issue. Medicare for all. Didn't do well for her the last time, right? Same thing. That's why she's changed on that. And Bernie called her out, whether he realizes it or not. She will do what she thinks is right in order to win the election. She will place herself on the right side of the issue to garner the most votes possible. Damn the torpedoes. Doesn't matter where I was before. And it ain't going to much matter where I'm going to be in the future once you vote yes for Kamala and she ends up in the White House. And maybe then and only then we may find out where she ultimately stands. But I think she'll take a playbook out of the Barack Obama playbook. Because there were a lot of things that Barack Obama did not do in his first 4 years of his term that he did in the second 4 years. So, for example, he was one of the toughest presidents on immigration in the first 4 years. In the second 4 years, he did a 180, a complete 180. Almost within days after being reelected, his whole attitude changed. And he effectively redesigned the landscape of immigration through executive orders and executive actions to become more restrictive as to what law enforcement would do. There were a lot of task forces that were federal, state, and local working together, being very successful under the first 4 years of Obama. The second 4 years, done, over with. Because now we had to do what we thought was right in order to win the election. Now, of course, he's not running again, right? But he had to make sure that whoever was going to run would get elected and that policy changed. And that's just one example. It's relevant to this discussion. There's so many others where they changed. So you're not ever going to really know where this person is going to stand on any of these issues. And her co-author of a lot of these bills that she's now flipped positions on. Not only did she state a position, she co-authored the bill that was introduced in Congress. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really much care to have the leader of this country be the individual who files bills advocating for a change in our views, our policies, and in our values, who within a short period of time, years, will contradict herself only for the sake of an election. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.